virtues of sadaqah. Sadaqah wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire. Sadaqah wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله إن شاء الله عز وجل we'll be hearing about the importance of giving صدقة charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spending from the wealth that Allah Jalla wa Ala has granted us. But before that, let us begin by mentioning an excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most closest to me from amongst you on the Day of Judgment will be the one who recited the most Salat upon me. Meaning from all of creation, the one who recited the most salat upon me will be most closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Now, dear viewers, just think about this. On that day, that terrifying day, that difficult day, we've been told by the ulama that it's a day where people will be concerned, worried. The floor will be made of copper. The sun will be just over a mile above our heads. People will be drowning in their sweat in accordance to their sins. On that day, the one who is close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will no doubt be saved from all of these calamities, all of these difficulties. And how to achieve that closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment? By reciting salat upon the Prophet alaihi wasallam. May Allah jalla wa ala give all of us tawfiq to spend each and every day of our lives sending salat upon the Prophet alaihi wasallam. Devote some time daily to this blessed act, inshallah, with this intention that you will gain closeness to the Prophet alayhi salam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As mentioned a few moments ago, we'll be hearing about the importance of sadaqah. And the truth is, sadaqah is so important in a Muslim life that it's something that we cannot do without. It's indispensable. It's a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we spend and we gain reward. We spend in the way of Allah, our sins are forgiven. We spend, we give charity, we donate towards noble causes, righteous causes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our wealth. This wealth that it's ours, but it's given by Allah azza wa jal. He is the haqiqi owner. And inshallah, we will hear many, many verses of the Quran encouraging us, instructing us to give sadaqah and the importance of sadaqah as well. And of course, it goes without saying that if you achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you succeeded in life. So giving sadaqah is very, very important. First of all, let us hear the meaning of sadaqah. The scholars have written, and this is the linguistic meaning of sadaqah, عَطِيَّةٌ يُرَادُ بِهَا الْمَثْوَبَ للمكرمة. That sadaqah is that atiyah, that giving, that charity that you give. And by means of it, you've intended thawab, you've intended reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. للمكرمة. You don't spend in order to gain honor and izzah and respect from people. That's not your intention. Your intention is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reward from the court of Allah azza wa jal. So you're sincere in your spending. And Allama Sayyid Sharif Jurjani Rahmatullahi Alayh, he has mentioned the meaning in At-Ta'rifat. هي العطية تبتغي بها المثوبة من الله تعالى. That it is that offering, it is that giving, that charity donation, by means of which one seeks reward from Allah Most High. This is the meaning of sadaqah. And before I go on to the verses of the Quran, which tell us about sadaqah, which encourage us to give sadaqah, and which mention the rewards of giving sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just want to highlight one beautiful point, that our religion of Islam is so immense, so amazing, that if somebody doesn't have wealth to give, then that does not mean that he cannot give sadaqah. He cannot partake in giving sadaqah. And this might be confusing, that if he hasn't got wealth, how can he give sadaqah? Alhamdulillah, our religion of Islam teaches us that there are many forms of giving sadaqah. And one of those forms, which we'll be touching upon, is giving monetary donations, parting with your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Islam has given us so many opportunities, so many avenues to attain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now moving on, in the Quran and the Hadith, there are so many instructions for giving sadaqah. There are so many rewards mentioned for giving sadaqah. There are so many benefits explained for giving sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us hear those insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described those who spend in His way, who spend and give sadaqah, as being from the guided. They are upon guidance. And let us hear the verses, Surah Baqarah, verse 2 and 3. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hudallil Muttaqeen. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. In the Quran, there is guidance for those who are God-fearing. There is guidance for those who are God-fearing. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala explains who the God-fearing are, the pious people, those who fear Allah. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, they establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from what we have provided them. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed insan with wealth amongst other blessings. And then when insan spends that in the way of Allah for thawab and for the pleasure of Allah, subhanallah, this is why he is considered as being amongst the righteous. Now, this part of the verse, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, in the tafsir of this, in Khazain al-Irfan, it says, this either refers to zakat, which is an obligation if you meet the conditions, or it refers to general spending, meaning sadaqat nafila as well, not just wajibah, not just zakat, not just sadaqatul fitr, etc. Even voluntary donations. So for example, somebody is raising money to build a well for the Muslims. Somebody is raising money for hand pumps, water hand pumps. Somebody is raising money to build a masjid, for example, or any other noble cause. And somebody donates towards that noble cause with good intentions, voluntary donation, that even he is included in this verse. Meaning he is included as being from the righteous and those who are guided, subhanallah. And in Surah Baqarah itself, verse 195, Allah Azza wa Jal says explicitly, clearly, that spend in the way of Allah. The verse is, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Translation, and spend in the way of Allah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, and do not throw your hands into destruction. Spend in the way of Allah, and do not throw your hands, do not place your hands in destruction. Now again, Sadrul Afadil Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi explains this, and he says, not giving sadaqah, not donating in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also a cause of throwing yourself into destruction. When a person hoards wealth, when a person is stingy and miserly, and that is also a cause of him throwing his hands into destruction. So the way to attain safety, the way to attain protection, salvation, is to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Baqarah itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions how those who spend in His way will be rewarded up to 700 times for their donation. Meaning, multiplied, their reward will be multiplied 700-fold. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, in another verse of the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala, He mentions how there is forgiveness, glad tidings of forgiveness for the one who spends in His way, the one who gives sadaqah. And there's no fear upon him. The verse is as follows, Surah Baqarah, verse 274. أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. those who spend their wealth by day and by night, secretly and openly, what is the reward for them? فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. There is reward for them with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And there is no fear upon them, and they will not grieve. Now, what was the sabab al-nuzul of this verse? What was the cause of revelation? This particular verse, the scholars have said, was revealed in regards to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, because he had 40,000 gold coins, dinar, and he spent them in four different ways. He spent 10,000 during the day, 10,000 by night, 10,000 in a discreet manner, and 10,000 openly. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised him and mentioned that there is great reward for him with his Lord, and there is no khawf, no fear upon him, no grief. And even inshallah today, if people follow the example of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah willing, they will attain the same reward. And some scholars have said this verse was revealed regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he only had four dirhams in his possession, only had four dirhams. Yet look at his reliance upon the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look at his selfless nature, look at his giving nature as well, his generosity. He gave those four dirhams in the way of Allah. One in the daytime, one at night, one secretly, one openly. And some scholars are of the opinion that this verse was revealed about him, and he received glad tidings as well. Subhanallah. Now, alhamdulillah, we've just heard a few verses of the Quran regarding sadaqah, the importance, the command to give sadaqah, the reward of giving sadaqah. Let's move on to the ahadith of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein again there is a lot of mention regarding the fadail, the virtues, excellences, importance of giving sadaqah in the way of Allah azza wa jal. Now, one hadith that I would like to mention, this is narrated in the sunan of Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala is the rabi, he is the narrator. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لما خلق الله الأرض. When Allah عز وجل created the earth, جعلت تميد وتكفأ. It began to shake. فأرساها بالجبال. And Allah عز وجل steadied it. Allah سبحانه وتعالى فأرساها بالجبال. Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى planted mountains on the earth. This was to steady it. فَاسْتَقَرَّتْ and became motionless. It no longer was shaking. فَعَجِبَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْجِبَالِ. The malaika, they were amazed at the strength of these mountains. فَقَالَتْ, so they said, يَا رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, هَلْ خَلَقْتَ خَلْقًا أَشَدَّ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. Have you created a creation which is stronger than the mountains? Allah Azza wa Jal said, Naam. Al-Hadid. Al-Hadid, meaning iron or metal. And then they said, فَهَلْ خَلَقْتَ خَلْقًا أَشَدَّ مِنَ الْحَدِيدِ. Have you created anything stronger than Hadid as well? Metal, iron? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, An-Nar. Yes, fire. قالوا, then they said, فَهَلْ خَلَقْتَ خَلْقًا أَشَدَّ مِنَ النَّارِ. Have you created something more powerful than fire? Allah Azza wa Jal said, الْمَاء, water. I mean, water extinguishes fire. Then they said, have you created anything more powerful, stronger than water? Allah Azza wa Jal said, الْرِيح, the wind. They said, what about wind? Is there anything stronger than wind? And listen to this part of the hadith, and this is the reason why I'm mentioning this narration. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Ibn Adam, إِذَا تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ بِيَمِينِهِ فَأَخْفَاهَا مِنْ شِمَالِهِ. Allahu Akbar. What is stronger than everything, all of the above? And so many things were discussed, mountain, hadith, iron, fire, water, wind. And in the end, Allah Azza wa Jal said that even stronger than wind is when the son of Adam, Ibn Adam, when he gives sadaqah in such a way, he gives it with his right hand and his left hand is unaware of it. His left hand does not have any khabar, any news regarding it. So here, alhamdulillah, we're told of the importance of giving sadaqa in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a discreet manner as well. So here we know again the fadila of giving sadaqa, subhanallah. This is powerful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on to another narration, and this narration is in Tirmidhi as well. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator. She says that the Ahlul Bayt, they slaughtered a sheep, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is left from it? So they slaughtered it, they distributed it, and the Prophet alayhi wa sallam inquired, what is left from the sacrificial meat? Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she replies, ma baqiya minha illa katifuha, that only the shoulder area remains, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bearing in mind the rest of the meat has been given as sadaqah to the people. The Prophet alayhi salam said, baqiya kulluha ghayra katifiha, all of it remains except the shoulder. Meaning you didn't give this shoulder as sadaqah, but everything else that you gave as sadaqah, that is perpetual, that is everlasting. Why? Because the reward of that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That remains. And this food that we're going to eat won't be classed as sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. Again, targhib, encouragement, persuasion to give sadaqah. And here, there's a different form of sadaqah mentioned. Feeding people, slaughtering an animal. Obviously, you purchase an animal. Slaughtering it and giving the food to people. That also fulfills their needs as well. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to another hadith, wherein the importance of giving sadaqah is mentioned. Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Ujrah radiyallahu ta'ala, he says, قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, الصلاة برهان. صلاة is a proof. والصوم جنة. And fasting is a shield. والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار. And صدقة extinguishes sins, removes sins, just as water extinguishes fire. الله أكبر. And we're sinful people. Let's be honest. And we should look for ways to have our sins forgiven. And one beautiful way is giving sadaqah. Look at the importance of sadaqah. It leads to the forgiveness of your sins. Subhanallah. And let me mention another hadith to you, and we will conclude with this one. Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, he narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ مْرِئٍ فِي ظِلِّ صَدَقَةٍ حَتَّى يُقْضَى بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that on the Day of Judgment, every person will be in the shade of his sadaqah, the sadaqah that he gave in this world, until accountability has taken place for people. Remember on that day, as mentioned earlier, when the sun will be above our heads, the heat will be scorching, and there's nothing in this world that can compare to that heat. So on that day, that difficult day, day of hardship, the person who gave sadaqah will be in the shade of his sadaqah. Look at the importance of giving sadaqah, that he will be in the shade of his sadaqah, subhanallah, and he will, inshallah, attain comfort, coolness from that sadaqah that he gave in the world. So dear viewers, it's very, very important that in our lives, we give sadaqah. People have this thinking that when I leave the world, then alhamdulillah, I've taught my children and my loved ones, they will give charity on my behalf. And alhamdulillah, if they do, that's very good. But what about yourself? Do you not want to participate in acts of goodness yourself? Acts which as soon as you depart, because you've done them, they will continue your reward. You participate in a noble cause like building a masjid, you give monetary donations towards it, or you build a well, or anything else that benefits the Muslims, do it whilst you're alive. Don't rely upon people after you're doing it for you. If they do, alhamdulillah, that's brilliant, that's amazing. But how do we know that will be the case? How do we know with surety that that will happen? So do it for yourself in this world. Give sadaqah. Allah has blessed you, and Allah has described those who He has given wealth to, and they spend it in His way as being from the muttaqeen, as being from the guided. Your sins will be forgiven. You will achieve the shade on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, your sins will be forgiven by means of the sadaqah that you give. And the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who rewards in full. May Allah jalla wa ala enable us to understand the importance of giving sadaqah, the virtues of sadaqah, and to practically act upon these blessed teachings of Islam, and encourage others as well to give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said and enable us all to act upon it. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Virtues of sadaqah wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire. Sadaqa wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fires.